Playing indoor baseball with a one-year-old is the kind of moment a young couple dreams about.
One more time, slow. There you go.
Good job.
As Isaac and Elizabeth Madrid lob gentle, underhanded pitches to smiling, curly-haired little Isaac, they're the picture of a happy family. You'd never guess what they've been through in the last 18 months.
We're in our 20s, with the home, with, you know, son on the way. We were, you know, flying high. So the last thing I would have thought about was, oh, I'm getting sick.
But Isaac did get sick, very sick. On the day little Isaac was born, Dad started feeling ill. 3 weeks later, he was in the hospital and didn't leave for months. His diagnosis? Erythropoietic protoporphyria, EPP for short.
Basically what it is a blood deficiency.
Whenever you make blood, there's 8 steps, and he's missing one of the steps.
Isaac's case of EPP is severe and caused liver failure. He's already gotten a liver transplant and had one unsuccessful bone marrow transplant. He's scheduled for another later this month. Once a sturdy 210 pounds, Isaac now weighs in the 140s. With a health crisis this serious, keeping his inside sales job wasn't an option.
My job tried to help me out as much as possible, but they can only do so much, which I'm very thankful for. But yeah, couldn't work, so my side of the income, you know, came to just a stop.
He's on disability now, and it's up to 26-year-old Elizabeth to earn all the family's income. That means a 50-mile morning commute, Rockwall to Dallas to drop Isaac off at Baylor Medical Center, a stop in Garland to leave little Isaac with family, and a final push to North Plano, where Elizabeth has a full-time administrative job.
Where we're, you know, 2 incomes, and now it's just me, and, you know, we get Social Security, but it's not much. You know, it's not what he used to make before. And, you know, before everything started, all of our bills depended on 2 incomes, and that's how everything was planned, and we were fine.
And when your earnings drop that much, Isaac and Elizabeth say your entire outlook changes. Their mortgage payment is a constant nagging worry. They keep the house lights low and regulate the thermostat fiercely. Even trips to the grocery store are nerve-wracking.
It's life-changing because before you didn't worry about small things, to now you're worrying about every little single thing. A little simple decision, now it's a big deal.
And a major illness means new expenses to fret over. The nonprofit organization Rockwall County Helping Hands pays Dad and Son's COBRA bill. And while Baylor's drug assistance program helps with Isaac's monthly haul from the pharmacy, it doesn't cover all 12 daily meds.
These are the anti-rejection pills for my liver. They smell and taste like skunk.
Isaac, who was born in El Paso, and Elizabeth from Monterrey, Mexico, are the definition of a family living one crisis away. Before he got sick, things were good. 2 steady jobs, 2 cars, a house in the suburbs, a little bit of savings. But when EPP snuck up on him, everything changed.
Our savings they disappeared, which it seemed like it happened overnight. And we're so tied. I'm always scared something's going to happen.
And something could. A change to Isaac's insurance, car trouble, a basic home repair. But Isaac and Elizabeth say they'll continue to fight.
Boy, you're getting good. You're getting good.
And have some fun with this little bundle of energy in the meantime. For KERA News, I'm Courtney Collins.